What we want to talk about today is what's the role of fathers in childbirth? And the reality is that women wanted their husbands to be with them from the 1960s onward. And the hospitals at first, you know, women would go in by themselves. They'd either be in a ward or they'd be by themselves. And women wanted help. It's as simple as that. Now, the United States took a different path than most of the other developed countries. Actually, there was a guy by the name of Dr. Frederick Lamaze who developed the Lamaze childbirth preparation. And that became incredibly popular in the late 60s and 70s. In fact, there became really a societal expectation that families learn Lamaze skills and use the skills in the birth. There wasn't a lot of choice at that point, but hospital policies were changing and the standards of care were changing because women wanted that change. And what happened was that birth professionals at that time saw very skilled dads, and so they relaxed. And so some of the positive changes that you've experienced now come from having a skilled birthing population. But by the 1980s, the emphasis in childbirth had moved towards a choice-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth. And instead of using the word birth coach for dads, that was ridiculed. They said, well, we don't want dads to be seen on the sideline going push, 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 push. We really want fathers to support women. So the word changed to support, but the role changed as well. Instead of giving fathers skills, they basically said, your job is to support a woman's discovery of birth by her own. Now, that's very complicated because women know they don't know how to birth. And the fact is when we're told that we need to discover how to birth on our own, that is intimidating to many of us. Yes, there are a percent of people who are going to be listening to this audio saying, oh, I'm not afraid of birth. Oh, I'm really excited about it. Oh, I just think birth is the most natural thing that a woman can do. Well, it is a natural part of life, but you have to understand that the word natural and normal physiological childbirth, when you take away the medical profession, means anything that can happen, both the good and the great and the wonderful and the unpleasant and unfortunate. So we've tended to pervert a word that we shouldn't have changed its meaning to. Natural and normal birth now tends to mean safe, easy, and without medical care around or without medical interventions. But you also need to remember that the word medical intervention used by natural birth movement and the midwifery movement is the same thing as medical assessments, monitoring procedures, which is what your obstetricians and your obstetrical nurses and hospital-based midwives will use. So we tried to navigate through this system. We knew that there were going to be standards of care. We knew that there were going to be assessments, monitoring procedures. And we wanted to have the skills so that we could work with our baby's efforts to be born, no matter what the situation was and what was happening to us or around us. Women and men both wanted the skills. Women wanted their husbands to be able to help them. They knew that birth was unknown until it unfolded. They didn't know what it was going to be like. We know that women suffer in childbirth, which means that they don't cope with the natural occurring pain. So we know that the modern maternity system is both a pain reduction system and a problem-solving system. But the fact is that we can manage the pain. And when we manage the pain, that's where our empowerment comes from. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, we feel that we can get on with it, stay on top of it, we can deal with, cope with, and work with the pain. And this is where fathers are so important. If you have the skills to help your partner, you will be able to read, see, hear how she's responding to the messages your baby gives her through the labor. And she wants you to do that. She wants you to have skills. But how can you have skills if you know nothing about birth? Well, first of all, we have to get rid of the myths. All men have been born through a woman's body. Men are absolutely hardwired to understand childbirth. No woman's been inside a man's body, so women don't know men. Men know women very, very, very well, and they're very sensitive to women. So we want you to know as a guy that you can learn the skills. And the other thing is birthing better with the Pink Kid method is based on our human body. We all blink, cough, and can tighten up our rectum. So that means that there's a set of skills we can learn about our human body that we can share and work together with in the birth of our baby. And it's broken up in a multimedia resource. So you have a DVD that will help you prepare your pregnant wife's body to become a birthing body, and she'll be able to work on you as well. You can feel what you're doing to her because you have the same body, which builds your confidence, which builds her confidence. When women know that their partner can help them birth, then they become more relaxed. That's the reality. She wants you to know how to help her, and you want to know how to help. You just want to know the practical skills that you can do. Show me how to do it, and I'll do it. And the Pink Kit package is that. Now, don't get lost in the word pink. Get lost in the word kit. This is a toolkit of skills that really was written for fathers to be. Yes, we sell it to women, but we want you to finally become enthused about learning skills to help your partner give birth to your baby. You're going to have a CD that teaches you how to prepare her birth canal. That's really important. Yes, you've been having sex with this woman, but you're becoming a father, and you have to help this large object, the size of a grapefruit, that's the size of a baby's head, come on out through her vagina. So there's soft tissue in there, and you do that on yourself, or ask her for help if this was coming through the hole in your penis. You wouldn't be a fool. You'd do something about it. And another one of the CDs is a birth journey. You get to practice to contractions and hear how to use all of the Pink Kit skills during the progression of labor. And at the end of that CD, she takes you on a journey that you have to go on. So she takes the role of what it's like to be a coach. And that helps her develop empathy about your role. And then there's a CD with 40 modules on it. They're all skills-based about where you're going to have your baby, with whom, teaches you about teamwork, about how to stay in the now, how to cope with pain, how to distinguish between whether there's a pain or a problem, all about the breathing, the relaxation, communication skills. It's skills, 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 which suits men. You get about 16 weeks to learn the skills and practice them. Men like them. They're practical. They're easy to learn. They're easy to use, and they make sense. And when the birth activity unfolds, then they even make more sense. And then from the 32 weeks on, you're going to use the CD about the internal work and help her prepare the inside of the baby's birth passage. You want that area to not be traumatized, and you can do that. But you have to spend about 5 or 10 minutes a day doing that. But don't be nervous about it. She'll get over it, and you'll get over it, and you'll know that you have done great work. So you want to come to www.birthingbetter.com and buy the Pink Kit package and become a skilled dad. And yes, you will be a birth coach. That means that you can support her and help her. So take your role as an active dad and become the most wonderful birth coach there is, because men absolutely excel at this. Never let anybody tell you they don't. You're never going to interfere with what your care providers need to do, because they just know that you have skills for your roles, and they will be so wowed, and they will be so impressed, and they will wish that more dads, you know, were becoming skilled. Because right now we have a choice-based approach to childbirth and pregnancy, and now we need to have a skills-based. We need more skilled birth coaching dads.